You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
GHI follows its own protocol, has its own beliefs, and its own sense of style and flow as an investigation team. On the GHI website, which is www.ghosthuntersinc.org, you won't find any long-winded write-ups about a few orbs, in italics I have to say dust, ecto, breath or cigarette smoke, or sensing something. The opinions and views of Ghostly Talk.
Expressed on this program do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of our affiliates.
Or 95% of I want attention, so I called myself a sensitive empathic psychic here. But what you will find are the documentations of firsthand accounts of paranormal phenomena as witnessed by a group of paranormal adventurers who have been in the field for almost 9 years and paved their own path along the way.
And they do indeed have their own path, I must say.
I have to.
We want to welcome Jason, Greg, and Nick, yes, a trio of Ghost Hunters Incorporated adventurers, to Ghostly Talk. Welcome.
Hello!
Wow!
That's all right.
We're an emphatic hello.
That had a lot of feeling behind it.
You guys, it is Ghost Month. It's 2006. It's Ghost Month on Ghostly Talk. And we are supposed to be, what we are doing is talking with ghost hunting groups. Throughout the U.S. and whoever else will have us.
Yeah.
But you guys, I have to talk about Bigfoot with you. I'm sorry. I just
all right,
have to.
Let's set the scene here for a second, because I got an email from Jason, and he's like, dude, you need to check out this video. And I'm like, okay, I'll check out this video, right? And I'm thinking, like, let's see what happens here. So, and it says GHI versus Bigfoot. Now I know these guys, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. This is going to be great. So I queue up this video, which we said before when we were talking earlier, it's a 50-minute video. This is a good chunk of, like,
yes,
goodness right here. And I was laughing. I was at work. You didn't hear that. I wasn't at work. I was at home relaxing. But I was at work.
You were at work on break.
On break, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was
a
laughing.
50-minute break.
50-minute break I was taking. And I was laughing out loud. I was falling apart, I have to say, guys. I don't know how much we want to talk about this, and I don't know how far we can get into this character, the gentleman. What's the guy's name that you guys were working with primarily?
Tim Holmes.
Mr. Bigfoot.
Mr. Bigfoot. Tim Holmes?
Tim Holmes, yeah.
Tim Holmes. And by the way, guys, we're doing this Skype thing. This is a new thing, and it's a little choppy here. It should work out pretty good once we get things rolling here. But it's chopping a little bit. No big deal, all right? Tim Holmes is his name. Am I correct? Tim Holmes is his name. How did you guys meet this guy? I have to ask you.
Yeah, what bar were you in?
I actually found him on the internet. I was just kind of screwing around and looking for, like, Bigfoot stuff. Just kind of killing some time, and I happened to notice he was local.
Okay.
And when I first contacted him, it didn't appear that he was going to be what he was in the video.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought he was like a normal researcher, but no.
He is far beyond normal.
I don't know how far we can go. I don't know if he's going to hear this show.
He might, but you know what? I'm sure he's seen the video. All right, here's the thing, okay? It was like a Bigfoot investigation. No, that's not right. It was more of an NRA kind of meeting.
Yeah.
Loosely disguised as a Bigfoot investigation.
Well, that's what it seemed. That's what it seemed. And, I mean, this gentleman is a part. He is a Bigfoot researcher and investigator, from what I understand. And when I saw him pull out these 12-gauge shotguns, I was like, what's he going to do? Was he going to kill it? What's he going to do with this thing? I mean, did you guys expect this to happen? Did he tell you he's going to be bringing this artillery with him?
Well, he drives a monster truck, for God's sake, and it's got a gun rack in the back.
Oh, really?
Like, he's a merchant marine, and we can't understand what he's trying to do, because one minute he'll say that he would never, ever kill it, but then if you notice, especially in the video, he says you don't want to kill anything unless you have to, and then a minute later he says the line, we don't have time to be shooting at anything that's not going to die immediately.
Oh, my God.
I saw that. And then he gives a graphic description of, well, this kind of bullet, it just kind of goes right through. This other
kind
of bullet.
Oh, yeah, the hollow tip bullets, yeah.
This one, though, rips itself up and tears its guts out. Ooh, yeah. And I'm like, what the heck is, this is a Bigfoot hunt. Oh, my gosh. You guys, did you feel safe?
No. The sad thing is, I didn't feel too bad. I mean, there's a couple points, though, where you could notice. There are, like, some stuff I didn't leave in the video. But every time someone gets in front of him when he has a gun, they immediately, like, reconsider their decision, and they just loop right around.
Well, I have to be honest. If I was in that situation, man, and he pulled out a gun like that, I admire you guys for the guts you have, because I watched that video, and when he pulled out that first gun, I was like, okay, right there, I would have been like, somebody take me back to the city. I want to be away from this guy as far as I can. He's probably a very nice guy. He seemed like a very friendly person, but he seemed a little clumsy, and I know I've seen it actually happen where if you drop a gun the wrong way, sometimes it does this thing, but like they refer to as going off. Okay. And
they do make, you guys did make it a point. Where is the safety? I would like to put the safety on. And he makes it a very clear point. Oh, you don't need the safety. No. The last thing you need if you're being attacked by a bear or a killer kangaroo is to have to fumble for the safety.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so they're wandering around the woods without the safeties on.
Yeah.
I'm positive this is illegal. And if it's not, it should be. I don't know. Well,
here's the thing about this place.
What was that?
Apparently, like, we noticed on the sign coming out, the place is like a wildlife preserve.
Oh, my God.
We didn't notice it until we were dumb.
You guys did not see that sign?
Not coming in.
No. We're legally required to say this.
You are. Okay.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. Because, like, you're on a wildlife preserve with, oh, my God, with a militia guy.
Well, in defense of Tim, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm completely off my rocker here. Some of the things he said was like, you know, if you're really deep in the woods. Well, he was dressed like Rambo, first of all. People, you're going to have to watch this video. He was dressed like Rambo, okay? And one of the things he said was like, look, you know, if you're back here in the real deep woods like this and you get attacked by a bear, I mean, you have to defend yourself. You have to defend yourself. So, you know, this is what the gun's for. Okay, all right, I'm willing to work with that. All right, I guess I am. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I kind of saw his point with that. Like, you know, if a big old bear comes after you, I'd like to have something to, you know, besides my feet to run the other way.
I'd like to see the bear or the bear attacks human statistics for that wildlife preserve.
Yeah.
According to him, nobody else ever goes down in there. We're the first people ever to be here.
Wow.
That sounded like a quote to me.
Yeah, that sounded quite... It sounds like you actually played a tape recorder.
Well, and I have to say also, Nick, this is something we're talking about, too. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about this later on. GHI and Ghost Hunter, Ghost Hunter, my God, what am I doing to myself? GHI and Ghostly Talk. I know this idea has been getting kind of bounced around. We might be doing something together of this fashion. Am I correct, guys?
Absolutely.
Can we leave our guns at home if we have any? I'd like something.
It's a gun optional.
Oh, gun optional. Okay, good.
Well, like Nick, I have to say I've watched everything that Ghost Hunters Incorporated has done, and you know, not taking away from anybody else, Jason and Greg, but Nick, you kill me, dude. You've got to be one of the funniest people I've ever seen in my entire life. Especially as far as this movie's concerned, there's, I don't know if you saw this or not, like, towards the end where Nick, he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna be a Yeti, and he like does this thing like. And I'm sitting there, I'm beating on my desk, I'm like dying, dude. He's like, and then he went and humped a tree or something like that afterwards, too.
Yes, he did. A bush, I think.
But right after that scene, though, right after that, when you were doing that, they saw something.
Right.
Tim saw something. Tammy was the other lady, am I correct? That was her name, right? Tammy?
Yeah.
Tammy.
Becky.
Yep.
Becky. And Becky. She seemed like... Well, I was impressed with her. I think she was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of funny because they were like completely different people. Like, she's so serious, and she and Tim would just, like, seriously attack each other. We went a second time, and at the end of the video, you can see there's some clips from the second time we went.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just at each other's throats the entire time. It was hysterical.
I don't know how they, those two people work together like that.
She's like, well, you know, I bring a knife, you know, which to, you know, to protect herself. Mm-hmm. And now that makes sense. I mean, it, you know, there, if you're going into a situation where you could get attacked by a bear, although I'd still like to see the statistics for that
mm-hmm.
area.
Yeah.
Then yeah, okay, a knife I can understand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A hunting knife kind of thing, mm-hmm. but you know, shotguns with.
Well, those were 12-gauge shotguns too. Those were like. Those would
hollow tip.
Those remove doors actually, from their hinges.
Did he actually take like a knife and do an X in the tip of the bullets? Because I mean, he was like
witch.
It was insane.
Well,
the other gun he had, that was like a Soviet issued sniper rifle.
I believe it. I believe it. I think this guy knows how to move around eBay. And I think he probably has, like you said, an arsenal.
Well,
I was shocked.
What I was, you know, after that, when Nick did that thing that just killed
me.
Yeah, that was great.
That was pretty cool.
Something, you guys, somebody saw something, and that's where you guys kind of went over there with the cameras. You know, now with the camera, we can only see so much. I'm just wondering what you guys actually saw, or if you saw something when you, I mean, as far as the Yeti's concerned, I'm wondering what you guys actually saw there in that one situation.
Well, there was talk of turkeys, and so I'm wondering what you saw in the woods or what you think was in the woods there.
No, there was just like, we were, like, on the hedgerow, like, where the woods are going. They're doing their calls, and, like, we hear this big, like, clucking sound. Like, you ever heard a turkey cluck before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded, like, literally, it sounded like that. But, I mean, you have that, and then you have this deep growl, like something's, like, tearing something apart. And then you have another sound of, like, a grunt, like a loud, deep grunt. And, like, there's, like, three distinctively different animal noises coming from the same exact spot. And it's just really weird when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as
you're thinking, like, bears and turkeys don't hang out much.
Yeah.
That was nice, Doug. You were like the king of like sound effects tonight.
I am sound effect man tonight.
You don't even need a soundboard.
Yeah, I know. We just should be just making this stuff up as we go along. So you guys, I mean, that's what you guys get the impression. You heard those sounds. I don't know how much you guys actually saw, but you guys heard those sounds with, you know, when you were sitting there just kind of observing, right?
Yeah.
But it's okay. Nick had three bullets. Two for the Bigfoot and one for
himself.
Himself. So I guess we were okay. You guys were like felt safe.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing that we noticed about it was the two Bigfoot hunters started freaking out, and we kind of pressed forward.
Right,
and they start screaming at us to get out of the kill zone.
They're like, get back, get back.
We're the first one to run away.
Oh, no.
Oh, as a matter of fact, definitely in the field, Tim was, like, the farthest back.
Absolutely.
I can verify
that.
Well,
he doesn't want to step into the kill zone.
Oh, it's a kill zone now.
That's what he called it. Get out of the kill zone!
Well, how does he know the kill zone is, like, it where it ends and where the safe zone begins? I mean, if a Bigfoot...
Because he is a Bigfoot expert. Completely.
This poor guy.
I'm just absolutely.
Well,
I don't know.
I've never seen. You know, I don't know how much experience and knowledge you guys have of the Yeti. I don't have that. Doug far exceeds me in that department.
I do want to go on a Bigfoot hunt or a Bigfoot excursion.
Well, let's
but,
hook it up. Let's get GHI. Let's get Jim.
Not with guns. No.
Okay.
No. So I think I'm going to go in Oklahoma, where the Bigfoot will sit down and have tea with you. Because I'm sorry, the wild big feet of New York, they scare me. So I'm not going to be Bigfoot hunting in.
Wait. So there's like different regions, like in the U.S. where Bigfoot is nasty, where he's nice and mean, laid back.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, all like mean.
Well, I do know that.
Tell him what he said when you told him that I was moving to Seattle.
I was on the phone with him, and he asked if we wanted to go Bigfoot hunting, and I said, well, unfortunately, Greg moved to Seattle, and Tim very seriously said to me, Seattle, Bigfoot left Nevada years ago.
Are you kidding me?
Seattle, Nevada. That's the little known Seattle. Yeah. That's lesser Seattle.
Well, that kind of shows his knowledge, though.
Yes, his geographical knowledge.
Yeah, he knows where the Bigfoot's chilling out at.
Evidently, he left Seattle, Nevada, which doesn't exist. Seattle's in
Washington. Our knowledge.
I'm like sitting here silent. I'm just like...
I'm flabbergasted.
I'm flabbergasted, too. I mean, because...
So
I'm done.
So he used to roam the deserts of Nevada in near Seattle, and now he left. What did he take? American Airlines flight 94 to Elmira. I mean, I
think he rode a bicycle. it was for cancer.
Oh my God.
I'm absolutely shocked. A bicycle ride for cancer. Okay.
Hey,
I'm good. I'm good to go on that. I am good.
I am
flabbergasted that you guys did. I'm absolutely 100% proud of you for putting it together and actually putting it on the web.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would have done in that case.
There's more coming. There's more coming. We've got, there's a whole 8 hours left from the second time we went. So there's, trust me, there's more.
Well, you guys pretty much, and this is one thing, you guys pretty much film everything. That's what makes things a lot more, a lot of fun with you guys. Like, the work you guys do is that, you just don't film the investigation. You guys film the ride to the investigation. You guys film when you're hanging out at the house before the ride to the investigation. You guys film the investigation also. So, the one thing is...
We're eating at Burger King.
Yeah, that too. You guys were sitting at Burger King with Tim hanging out.
Did this all start when Gowan said, I want to go to this gas station and interview people and see if they know any ghost stories? Because that was the first thing I saw was...
We originally had this little plan where we were going to go out and we were going to, every week, debut a new little, mini web episode of different stuff. I mean, we've been videotaping everything for, the past 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
So I've got probably, 80 hours worth of footage for stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But we've decided we're going to do these little web episodes. But our webmaster, he didn't really keep up with it. So we just started releasing them on, YouTube and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And figured that's probably just as good of a way.
Well, yeah, let them take their server space. Why not? Why should you pay for it? That's what I say. Well, you guys sent me a DVD not too long ago, and that's one of the things that Doug mentioned there is where you guys were kind of sitting out front of just a random gas station and just asking random people. I mean, I thought the people like the band kids begging for money to go on their trip was ridiculous. If I was walking to a gas station and some guy, I'm a ghost hunter myself, so if you guys saw me, I'd be like, hey, all right, let's talk for a while, But I think the average guy who just got off for a 15-hour shift at work. And he's going to get his cigarettes and his Jim Beam for the rest of the night. And he's approached by these three gentlemen who asked him about ghost stories. We saw. If you see the video, we've seen what a lot of the reactions were. I mean, you guys handled it. I have to say, you guys handled it so I don't know if I could do that. Some of the reactions that you guys got were pretty much stonewall. I mean, you guys, they didn't even listen to you guys. I was speechless when I saw that. I was laughing out loud again. It was just you guys have a lot of guts when it comes to the camera to get out there, and that could have been. There was a few people you guys talked to that really had some interesting stories to tell too. So it was educational. There was stuff going on.
I'm still scared.
What's that?
I typed in GHI, but maybe I should do.
Type in Ghost Hunters Incorporated to YouTube because we're gonna queue some stuff up for you guys if you guys want. Maybe we'll play something here on the air while we're just hanging out.
Ghost Hunters on the go. What to do if you see a ghost?
We played that thing 1,000 times on the show, guys.
On the show, yeah. Bigfoot hunting with Antoine and Pierre. Is that you guys? Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's us.
Oh my God.
That's one of the things that started the Bigfoot craze. To be honest with you.
How long is it? Let's queue it up.
It's 5 minutes 13 seconds. You want to play that instead of the next break?
You want to?
I don't know. We need to pre because we're on real radio.
Yeah. We gotta be careful here. We gotta be careful.
Wow. You guys have a lot of videos here.
What was that?
Most of the stuff, the language is beefed on, to be honest.
Oh, that's cool.
Because So just so you know, most of the shorter clips are beat.
Okay. I just want to play some clips from something, just something for just for fun. Well, what time is it right now? Well, it's like 7:27, so maybe we'll do something after the first break. We'll actually take a break here in a few minutes, like a real break, and then we'll see what we got going on here.
I want to watch. Oh, it's 11 seconds.
What's that?
Gowan takes a rocket to the face.
Oh,
that's very good.
I hate that video. That hurt.
All right, well, play it then.
I don't think so. Right, we'll prepare that for the next time. Though,
okay, all right, cool.
This is Ghost Hunting Month. We're supposed to be talking about ghosts, but instead we
booked this a long time ago.
Yes.
We knew what we were in for, and these guys showed me that Bigfoot video, and we had to talk about it.
I'm happy. You guys,
I think this is as good of a chance as we have right now to take a break.
Why don't we come back? We'll talk about ghost hunting. We'll talk about GHI, what you've done, where you're going, everything like that after this. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott Al.
And here's our break.
Daytime, nighttime, you Society's official podcast, and you're listening to an excellent, scary, spooky, freaky podcast that's been put together by lovely people who care about people like me, the bony undead. But anyway, I just want to let you know that the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society podcast is available at www.louisvillegs.com or on iTunes. So, halt your iPod today and get me in there, okay? Possess me by your iPod. Make me feel at home inside your little portable MP3 player. And of course, learn about the paranormal and get freaked out along the way. Alright, back in the grave I go. But be sure and download our podcast and subscribe, because I'll miss you and haunt you if you don't.
Half an hour.
But it is indeed the last episode of
2006
of Bigfoot Month of Ghost Month Ghostly Talk. This is the last one of 2006. Talking with Ghost Hunters Incorporated, GHI.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ghost Hunters Inc. Mm-hmm. INC.org.
Oh yeah.
Or of course just go to YouTube and type in what, Ghost Hunters, Inc.?
Ghost Hunters Incorporated, Ghost Hunters, Inc. Yeah, I think that you can get a bunch of cool videos up there.
Yeah, it's insane. And but the one we've been talking about for the past half hour.
It had nothing to do with ghosts whatsoever.
It's all Bigfoot hunting, is ghosthuntersinc.org. That's where that is.
GHI versus Bigfoot.
Wow. We have Jason, Greg, and Nick on the line. Welcome, you guys.
Hi.
Bonjour.
Hey, yo.
We are all moving to Canada where we can speak French.
It's really great to have you guys back on. I know the last time we had you guys on, and I mentioned this a little earlier in the show, I happened to come across you guys' website, and I'm like, these guys look nuts. These guys look absolutely crazy.
And boy, you guys really proved his instincts correct.
Yeah, and
but then again, we're considered pretty nuts too. So well, I don't know.
I think we're a more conservative sort of way.
Yeah, in a 40-year-old kind of way.
Well, speak for yourself, tough guy.
I know.
Right?
I'm going to be 27. I'm going to be 27 for the 13th year in a row in March. You guys, I have to say, our good friend of ours, good friend, Tim Yancey, is in the chat room right now at omnisound.com.
What an honor.
Well, kick him out.
delete.
Tim, mod that guy out of there right now.
I have to say, Tim,
happy Halloween, dear friend of ours. Tim is a dear friend of ours. He has done some wonderful, wonderful things for us in the past. And we always like to take a chance whenever we see his name or something. We go, hey, man, Tim.
And we want to acknowledge him and say, we apologize for this entire show.
but we're having
a blast. GHI, you guys rock. You guys, these videos, right? You've got tons and tons and tons of video, and we were chatting just a teeny bit on the break before I escaped, and you said you see more of this in the future. You guys are not stopping.
No,
we have no plans. No, not stopping.
Wow. And as far as ghost hunts go,
yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's try talking about that somewhere.
Yeah.
How many ghosts have you run across since we last talked to you?
When did we last?
Goodness.
Think about that for a few
minutes. I don't know.
April? How about since April? How many ghosts have you run across since April 2006?
What have we done?
I don't think we did any ghost hunting in that time. No, that's not true. Because we went ghost hunting in superhero costumes.
Oh, that's true. We did. We have that video, too.
I've seen that video.
Hey, yeah. Who did we go with? Flash, Pepsi Man, and who? Spider-Man.
Okay, so you guys went as who again?
The Flash, Pepsi Man, and Spider-Man.
You guys went ghost hunting in those costumes.
Yeah.
I have to ask this, too. Was there any kind of theory you guys had behind this idea of going in these costumes? Did you think it would create more activity, possibly?
Oh, yeah. We'll see if you make it mad. Maybe it'll... through the years, we found we're very good at one thing. And this is one of the reasons we don't normally do home investigations for anyone. Because, number one, we're not serious and people don't like that. Number two, when we do get into things, we're very good at stirring things up and making them worse.
Mm.
So that's why we stick to a lot of abandoned places, things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We weren't really sure if the superhero costumes would be accepted or not. Unfortunately, we didn't have
really
much time to test that.
What was that, Jason?
I said, plus Nick looks really cute and tight.
I have to say I agree on that. I agree.
I don't know. I've got to see the video.
You guys.
I loved it.
We'll put that up on Hot or Not.
Hot or Not.
If that's still around. And we'll get the public's vote.
Yeah, we'll bring the people in on this,
bring
guys.
Bring the people to weigh in on that subject. Well, okay, so we absolutely have to do something. The Ghostly Talk and the GHI folks have got to do something.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to plan it, I hope? Because I don't think I could shock you guys at all.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything we could do to shock you guys.
We could do that.
Okay, you guys have to plan something, because I'm telling you, we got to do something. Northwest Arkansas in March.
Yeah, that's when you guys can have it. You guys should come out for
our
for our fifth anniversary out in Arkansas and hang out there for the weekend with us. If you guys can pull it together, that'd be really cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we can work something out. It's a little while off, but you know, we're a business here. You know, we have to forecast way ahead. You know, guys, so we need to really plan things.
Yeah, our
business model it requires us to actually, you know, plan ahead.
Yeah,
at least
and they
five
did
months.
Say 2007, one wacky and crazy thing with GHI.
Yeah, that was on our business plan.
On our business plan, we've got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's in there. It's in there, and it's got to be all over the YouTube and everything.
Yeah. Oh my god. I thought my rep sucked already, man. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Rethink that.
Take it back to corporate, see what they say.
Well, you know, this really comes down to one thing, to, you know, when I've looked at the work you guys do and stuff like that, and I tell people this all the time, you know, with this field, you know, take the work seriously. We take our work seriously. I mean, despite popular belief from a lot of people, we do take Ghostly Talk very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
We try to do the best job we can here to give people the most information possible on the shoestring budget that we have. But don't take yourself that seriously. Don't take yourself so serious. And you guys obviously follow that plan pretty well.
Yeah, you guys are definitely following that and having a lot of fun doing it. And plus, you're doing it in these haunted and Bigfoot laden areas.
Mm-hmm.
What more could you ask for?
Exactly. And that's
nothing.
Nothing.
There you go.
Just a Big Mac or two.
Yeah. I do want to ask you guys, though, you know, you guys have done a lot of research in the past and stuff like that, and I don't know if we touched on this last time you were on the show, and I don't know if you guys, if we can even go to this, but I'm wondering if there has been any particular area you guys have been to where you guys really, I mean, there some stuff really went down where you guys were like, well, there's something that may be really going on here. I'm wondering if you guys ever visited an area like that.
I think we've been to a few like that. I mean, there's a few places where it's hard to even be funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that, you know, Gal and Nick will agree that the church is definitely one of those places where there's times when nothing is happening, and then there's other times when some serious stuff has gone down. I mean, that was the place where we had our first violent encounter, was the church. You know, we've been to some other places like Rosewood Asylum, mm-hmm. where, you know, we've seen things that are just terrifying. I mean, every once in a while, something crops up where there's something just that you can't, you know, it's hard to even make a joke about until after the fact, you know.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So,
if you guys would care to, like, maybe shed some light on that, what's you said violent type things. I'm just curious, like, what exactly may have happened, if you guys can discuss that.
I think, Gal, why don't you take this one? You've been to the church more. Gal's actually had the worst experience there.
Okay, Gal, how about you, man?
We had been provoking the church, whatever it is, for a while. I told it that Jesus could kick its ass, and it threw a book across the room, and so then we had to flee. And
okay, good. All right. Sane idea.
Yeah.
And then the next time we were at it was Bill and I were at the church. I was standing in front of the stairway, and Bill asked me to shine the light, the flashlight on the wall for him. And I turned it to shine the light on him, and when it did, it like hit me in the stomach and like broadsided me and like pushed me into the wall. Like Bill says I was above his head, and he's like 6'3".
Oh my goodness.
I'm a white guy. I'm real short. I can't jump backwards very high.
So
it was absolutely terrifying. It was probably the worst moment of my life, as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, you were
aside from his birth.
What was that?
I said aside from his birth.
Oh,
sorry.
Greg's funny now.
Well, I mean, so this was a physical thing that happened to you, Jason. This was a physical thing. You were literally violently attacked by something. I mean, not a lot of people can really shed light on that, as far as an experience is concerned.
Yeah, it was awful. Like I don't really like talking about it. It's kind of uncomfortable. So.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
Take that off. Sorry about that, Jason.
Let's talk to Nick for a while.
All right, let's talk to Nick for a little while. Nick, what about you? What's happened to you, man?
Happened to me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I don't know. Out of the whole group, like, I haven't seen, like, that much stuff going on. Like, those guys have all seen stuff. And I'm, like, that one kid that misses out on everything. Mm-hmm. One kid that gets pissed off. You're like, oh, I want to see it. But, yeah, it doesn't happen sometimes. But, all right, I was a fan. One time we were at a cemetery. This was at Tawanda. And it was just me and Galen. And we sat down in the cemetery. We were just talking about random stuff. Then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see this bright mist like forming, like maybe 15 feet above my head, like on the corner of my eye. And I look up, and it did like an arc over a tree and just disappeared. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I told Gowan about it, and he kind of laughed at me and called it that I saw a fairy or something like that, and that's been a running joke the whole entire time.
Well, we saw something similar, but we just called it a UFO.
Yeah.
That way they couldn't.
Like, no, it was so weird. No, it was like a mist. Like you could see through it and everything. It wasn't like dense. It was like spread out and it like arced above my head and just disappeared. I don't know, I can't really explain it that well. It was weird.
It's okay. Tinkerbell is real.
Wow.
This is what I get.
Yep. Well, not bad, though. You own that experience and aren't afraid to share it.
Guys, I haven't seen anything. I have never seen anything, honestly. Doug's seen something.
I almost killed him when
he really
saw
killed
it
me. Yeah. We've told that.
Well,
go ahead.
I was listening to the show a little earlier. I heard you talking about that. I saw the video with the fly, by the way, which is very funny.
I don't know how that happened, man.
Mr. Miyagi. Gotcha.
I don't know how that happened, honestly. But no, I mean, we've been doing this work for a long time, and I've never really, I mean, I've felt things. I can be very honest by saying that I've felt things. I've heard things. I've heard things on tape and outside of, you know, with my ears, but I've never seen anything with my eyes before. And I think, you know, there's some people, you know, and this is something you guys really cut to the chase on, too. It's why I respect you guys so much. There is this aspect, I think, in the field, especially with a lot of the media attention that it's getting, that there are people kind of coming out of the woodwork going, well, hey, it's really easy to be a psychic. I can be a psychic, too. You know, and so they will, and I don't want to knock on any of the people that out there that are really trying, that have maybe been in this field for a very long time doing this sort of work, but there are a lot of people out there, I think, that kind of, you know, maybe they're not really seeing things. Maybe they are manufacturing things, unfortunately, and maybe they're not psychic, okay? So, you know, to put it as nice as I can, that's something you guys really cut through and say, look, you know, it is a cold, hard fact, I think, with a lot of people out there, unfortunately, that does go on, and I hate to see it go on, because it takes away, I think, from the people that really are doing some serious work. We've had a lot of them on this show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but you guys also, I was just reading the little blurb thing that Scott L. gives us before every single show.
That's actually Corporate sends that down.
Corporate sends it down.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely impressed, 100% impressed. You were speaking at colleges.
Ooh, yeah.
Tell us about that. How did they're all in your age bracket, right? So how did the others, the college folks, take this? What was it like?
Go ahead, Nick. They absolutely loved us. Like, they were so, like, at first we were kind of awkward about this because when we went to the university to do it, like, it's in a decent room. It was like a haunted, the building was supposed to be haunted, so that was kind of cool and everything like that, where we're doing it. And like, we were giving it at 8:40, and like, it was like 8:35, 8:30, and there was like 15 people in there, and we were like, okay, so no one really cares. And it was weird, but seriously, like, when 8:40 hit, like, about 100 or so people came in for our first lecture, or our first, like, little speech thing about paranormal and stuff. And, you know, it went well. We talked about, like, all of our experiences. We showed, like, other people gave us their paranormal pictures and stuff like that. We showed our EVPs and everything like that. And, like, we got, like, great reaction from the crowd. Like, our pictures and EVPs, like, made people scream. Like, people were getting up and moving away from the window to sit closer to the aisles.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
was, like, absolutely really huge.
What was that?
Go ahead, Nick. No, you were saying something, yeah.
No, I just wanted to say that the guy that got away from the window was, like, supposed to be, like, this really huge guy who insisted he couldn't sit by the window during this presentation.
Oh, okay.
Wow. What, a hand was going to come through the window and, like, nab him? I don't know.
I guess so. I don't know.
Wow.
Well, And that really kind of drives this point home, though. I'm sure when you guys went up there, you said, hey, look, you know, we've been doing this thing for a while. You know, we're out there doing this thing on our own dime, our own time. And this is the stuff that we've gotten. And right there, by saying that, that really kind of drives the point home. Like, look, this is as real as it may get here as far as what we're doing. And as we all know, reality is much more scarier than anything on any TV show. Reality is the scariest thing ever. And I think that's maybe why you guys were getting screams, like you guys said. The people were screaming when they presented, or when you presented your evidence.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, I mean, I've done it too. I've seen things where I was like, whoa, oh my God, that thing, no way, man. I didn't scream.
Well, I didn't either. I wouldn't. I will indeed
I have
almost
screamed.
Kill you when I see him.
I have screamed before, but, you know, for other reasons.
We've done our fair share of screaming.
Yes, you have. You're in one of our.
Oh yeah, Nick. Nick, I have to say you have probably one of the. You should work in Hollywood for the scream that you have, by the way.
Thank you. I take pride in that scream.
That scream
was awesome.
That scream was, I mean, it's
what does it do when you see a ghost? Is
well, yeah, yeah. It has adorned the halls of Ghostly Talk many a week, I must say. It's been here with us through breaks and stuff like that. It's great. And that was more, I mean, that particular piece of that work you guys did, it was more, I mean, tell me what you guys, I mean, it was more for fun, it looked like. You guys were just trying to.
Oh, yeah.
It was a how-to video.
It was a how-to, yeah. And I've done things.
Instructional.
Like, it's very similar to, like, you know, the goofy
your
stuff I did back in 2003.
Ghost hunting guide to.
Yeah, well, I had the guide to, like, starting your own group, you know, running your own group, you know.
It's a how-to guide.
And that's what we all kind of, when the first time these guys came out, we talked, and me and Jason talked, and I'm like, you know, have you guys read these stupid things that I've written? And I'm like, you know, these are, what you guys are doing is kind of like, you know, the video representation of what I've put on paper here. It's just, it complements things so well. I'm glad you guys are doing that, because it kind of brings it to light. That's so cool.
Thank you.
You know, we have so few minutes left.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, God, you know,
it's
we've been... I'm not watching the clock.
You're not.
We're just hanging out here, man.
I know.
Great. I love this.
But we have so few minutes left, and I want to know, you guys, I read the little thing that Scott Ellen Corporate give me every month, every weekend, and there's actually a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, Greg emailed me with, like, Greg emailed me with, like, his book. So this is what we want to talk to you about tonight. And I knew, like, okay,
and
this is, you know, okay, whatever.
The final thing, though, is really, really, really intriguing.
We want to get into
this. Oh.
Yes. I want to hear this because I've met the one group in person.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Very nice.
And
gentlemen.
I've talked with GHI a couple of times.
We'll be meeting these guys, too.
I want to be there. So what you guys obviously are... You wanted to present a challenge.
Go ahead, Greg.
We want to challenge Taps to a battle royale wrestling match. For the title.
For the title.
For the title.
Four people versus four people.
Okay, it's 4-on-4.
4-on-4. Okay.
Don King is promoting.
Don King involved.
I think John Taffet should be special guest referee.
That would work.
Wow.
That would work.
Wow. Can we be the commentators?
Definitely. That's what we have in mind.
Okay. All right. Well,
we need to cover. We need to. We could do color and play by play.
Yeah, we'll do
a
play by thing.
That sounds awesome.
Like, well, Jason just threw a banana at the other Jason, and now they're laughing at each other. And now somebody just pulled some socks out and wrapped them around each other's faces. This is just completely insane. This place is out of control here.
We want him to be our fourth wrestler.
Who's that?
The Bigfoot Hunter.
Oh, you want Tim?
Oh,
yeah. He'd be our fourth wrestler.
I think he'd end that really quick and just bring artillery in there and the whole match would be over with.
He'd come in looking like Rambo. It would be horrible.
Well, he'd have that camo on. You'd never see him anywhere.
Right, that's true.
He'd be like the Predator or something like that.
Well, okay. So
Everybody would get to see us in tights, and that's more than enough reason for it to happen.
So that's the Atlantic Paranormal Society is who we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
If we get to do this and they accept, we want to do this for, like, charity. We want to do this so this has a reason, and it also makes it entirely difficult for them to back out, because otherwise they're going to look like greedy jerks.
Oh, God, we are in so much trouble.
I have to be there for this event.
Well, we're going to be there for this event. We're going to be the commentator.
Yes, I'm going to be the commentator. I'm going to be a commentator for this event.
I got to put my Howard Cosell voice on so I can do this thing.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
This is Scott L. We are at the wrestling.
I can't do it.
This is Scott L.
I couldn't do it either. We need to practice.
Let me try one more.
We need to practice our voices for that.
Yeah, we'll get it together for you guys.
A Taps versus GHI wrestling throwdown.
You know, there's a lot of warehouses in Detroit that are, like, pretty much uninhabited, too. We could use those. We could use one of those.
That is what we're talking about.
Yeah, just like an empty warehouse. And we could bring the, you know, if we don't get people to come down, we can just get all the bums from outside to come in there and hang out.
Oh, yeah, they could fill the stands.
They'll fill the stands up.
Yeah.
This is great. Yeah, I mean, I'm down with that.
That's we can give them flags or something, and they can wave them.
I mean,
back in the day,
Black Flag used to do that to get people to their
show.
They used to put all the bums on the guest list outside.
Yes, they did.
And then to get a whole bunch of people in the show. We could do the same thing ourselves. I think this, I got
yes,
it.
Indeed.
I think,
I'll even go get a sandwich ring.
Oh yeah. Always got to get the sandwich ring.
You have to have a sandwich ring, and it's going to work. Yeah. I just know this is going to work.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
All right, we'll have
coming
to
come. Coming for you, Taps.
I'll have
we're
to
coming
call.
For you.
Out there.
Guys, I don't know what I'm totally speechless right now. I'm done. I'm cooked.
You guys are a hoot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love you guys. You guys have been dear friends of ours since the last time you were on. But I mean that. I mean that in a very sentimental way here. I mean, you guys are a lot of fun. It's been a great time. I've been following your work ever since I found out about you guys. And you guys really kind of bring, I think, the comedy relief that we need in this field sometimes to break up the monotony of, I am an expert. I am a serious parent.
We have 1.5 minutes left.
Yeah,
I want to go through costumes real quick, okay?
Costumes.
For this year, what are you going to go for Halloween? Because Halloween's 2 days away.
Jason,
Halloween costume 2006.
Batman on vacation.
Okay.
All right.
Greg.
I was Lee Harvey Oswald and my girlfriend was JFK.
Oh, I don't want any more description on that. Leave it alone.
Done. Nick. It's done.
Nick, what costume 2006?
Chewbacca.
That's like Willis normally. Oh, dang.
That was pretty good.
He's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Guys, stay on the line.
Was that Nick?
I think that was Nick.
It wasn't us. We did the bad ones. So, not bad. Will you guys stay on the line, okay?
Hang on the line for 1 second, all right?
We'll stay here.
All right.
Excellent. That's the gang from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Their website is, of course, ghosthuntersinc.org. Or hit up the Google and the Yahoo, or no,
Google
and the
YouTube,
and Ghost Hunters Inc., and you'll get all their videos. What a laugh riot a minute, I'm telling you. And we'll be right back with GIS.
Yeah.
Barbara from GIS.
Barbara Macbeth from GIS.
Barbara Macbeth from GIS.
It'll be a good time here. Yeah, definitely. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
We'll be right back after this.
Sending you love and magic from Melbourne, Australia. My website is www.wendyrule.com and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Pack another suitcase, move on to another place, wish your memories away, but they say from feeling nothing, but soon they'll all catch you, and you'll have to face the music soon enough. She keeps leaving and starting over. Same old pack of
Midnight Eclipse Paranormal Talk Radio yet? Well, then go to www.midnighteclipse.net.tc and find out what all the fuss is about.
Hi, this is Sid Haig from www.sidhaig.com, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. That's the only reason I don't have my boot up your ass.